translation with a small purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jaya Prabhupada.
This is, you know who is talking here, yeah? You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Therefore, no one can understand your purpose. By your mercy, you are touching me, although this is not sanctioned by the Vedas. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A sannyasi is strictly forbidden to see the Vishayis, the materialistic people. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his boundless mercy, boundless and causeless mercy, could show favor to anyone, regardless of birth and position. This is very beautiful little purport. It's unprecedented, but I would like to end a purport. Om Ajnana Timiranda Syagyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Malitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangalam Gayati Giri Yatkripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a blind man can see stars in the sky. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man can cross mountains. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, a dumb man like me can speak some words from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita to the assembled Vaishnavas. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimati Tamala Krishna Goswami Niti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavadi Pashkata Desatarine. Vanchakalpatrubhyascha kripasindubhya eva cha pritanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namah. Read the verse again. Tomara kripa tamaya karaya nindya karma sakshat ishvara tumi ke jana tomara marma. This is Ramananda Roy speaking to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the very first encounter that they had in South India. Of course, they know each other very well eternally. Who is Ramananda Roy in the pastimes of Lord Krishna? Not you, Sutapa, you know her, and Govinda. Who is Ramananda Roy? Yes, Vishakha. Vishakha Prabhu here as temple president, so it's easy to remember. Vishakha is the one of the main confidential associates of Srimati Radharani. Basically, it's the very first expansion, Lalita and Vishakha, of Srimati Radharani, of all the gopis. They're actually non-different from the Ladini Shakti, non-different from Radharani. Same energy, you know, when you expand yourself. So it's very, you could understand here who is very interesting to know who is Ramananda Roy. And why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, when he heard about Ramananda Roy, his mind was running towards him. And of course, Ramananda Roy was running towards Mahaprabhu. And they met on the bank of Godavari river, and they felt all the symptoms of love and ecstasy. And Mahaprabhu asked him a question, are you Ramananda Roy that I was referred to by Sarvabhauma Bhaktacharya? And he said, yes, these are the very first words of Ramananda Roy, and you can understand what a personality is. He said, yes, I am Ramananda Roy, the Sudra, from a Sudra family. And then Ramananda Roy goes on speaking, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Therefore, no one can understand your purpose. By your mercy, you are touching me, although this is not sanctioned by the Vedas. So when Mahaprabhu understood that this personality, not understood, but he already knew that this personality was Ramananda Roy, he embraced him. And that's why Ramananda Roy here, he said, you know, this is not the etiquette for a sannyasi to touch a low-born personality like me. I'm a Sudra. Now, and Ramananda Roy, he made a statement, who can understand the mind of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? We cannot understand. He's free swarat. He's free to do whatever he wants. He's, what is the verse in the Bhagavatam? The term, Sanskrit verse, akunta medase. Akunda medase. What does that mean, Govinda? Yeah, it's something on that line. Means nobody, no one can understand the intelligence or the brain of the Lord. Nobody can check the brain, understand the brain of Krishna. And also Prabhupada in the purport of the Bhagavatam, he said, and also the brain of a pure devotee, the mind of a pure devotee cannot be understood. It may appear to be that something, but they may mean something else, or they may do something else. So here, even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi at that time, for a sannyasi, it was forbidden to touch a low-born Sudra. But Mahaprabhu was beyond the Vedic injunctions. He disregarded, he rejects all the Vedas. That's why even in the Gita, Lord Krishna, sometimes we have to, don't worry about Dharma, give up Dharma. Sarva Dharma Parityaja Mamekam Saranam Praja. He breaks the rules of Dharma, the rules of war, for a higher purpose. Giving up Dharma, or giving up these rules, giving up the Vedic injunctions, for a higher purpose, for devotional service, is not sinful. But you have to be on that elevated position. You cannot give up your Dharma in a neophyte state of Krishna consciousness. We have to follow the rules and regulations, at least for myself. So, Mahaprabhu embraced this personality, and all the Mayavadis, priests, that they were accompanying Ramananda Roy, they all got shocked. How can a sannyasi embrace a low-born Sudra? Even though these sannyasi, they were carrying him on the palanquin, sorry, these Brahmins, Mayavadis, they were at the service of Ramananda Roy, because Ramananda Roy was holding very high position. But they wouldn't touch him. They wouldn't touch him because he was from a Sudra family. This is the problem with mundane, materialistic vision. When someone joined the Hare Krishna movement, we tend to ask, where are you from? And Naramati Jati Buddhir, Vaishnava Jati Buddhir. Already that question, you know, it's actually offensive in one sense. We should never think or judge a Vaishnava that is from a provenient from a particular caste or nation, or he's Indian, or he's Italian, or he's in Australian. I know the Australian, they're very tough. But, you know, we project whatever experience we had in our lives with a particular caste of people, then we think that a new devotee, it's from that situation. That is Naramati Jati Buddhir, Vaishnava Jati Buddhir. It's offensive to see the spiritual master as an ordinary man. What's the verse? Guru Ache Vishnu Shilanam Vaishnavi Jadi Buddhir. Thank you, Govinda. We should not see Ache Vishnu, the deities, as made out of stone, wood, but that's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Guru has a personality, ordinary personality, and a Vaishnav coming from a particular place, caste. So Lord Chaitanya didn't see that, and immediately he embraced Ramananda Roy. This is a mood of a Vaishnav. You embrace the devotee, any lover of Krishna. That person is understood, his position, to be an eternal servant of the Lord. And he's very secure. That's what I am. Krishna Nitya Das. And whatever people they say, I remain Krishna Nitya Das. Okay, externally I was born as a Sudra, like Ramananda Roy is declaring here, the very first statement, a revelation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes, you know, when we are invited to a party or interviewed on TV, you see on TV sometimes big people, they're interviewed. They put on, you know, the attractive presentation. They present themselves to be, you know, from a good education, and they use the best knowledge that they have of language terms. They try to be beautiful in front of the camera. They, in other words, they show their opulence, the best. Nobody wants feel disgraced or embarrassed or judged. So we always show the best. I'm professor such and such from university or whatever. And it's fine. It's okay. We show the best and hide the worst. This is usually the tendency of a proud person. He puts forward a good face, good mask, a good expression, beautiful, but they hide in all their secrets. But the humble person, you can see, immediately, Ramananda Roy, I'm from a Sudra family. I'm Sudra. He knew. I'm facing God, dear. Mahaprabhu, this person is God. And, you know, like a child, you know, he's not afraid and it's very natural for him to be naked in front of his mother and father. There's nothing to be embarrassed. And so therefore, the pure devotee, he reveals his condition. That's why Sanatana Goswami the same. With a blade of grass in his mouth, he approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm suffering. I don't know who I am. I don't know what is the purpose of life. This is humility. Ramananda Roy has got nothing to hide here. Immediately, that's what I am, a Sudra. And Mahaprabhu embraced him. Why? Because of honesty. To be honest is actually the very first bhava that we should always carry in our heart. We should be attached to be honest. The very first feeling to express to people. Honesty. Even if you get a job in a CV and you put down on CV, we always put the best. Isn't it? Any driving conviction or any this or any that, we sometimes, optional thing, we hide them or we don't say it or whatever. Of course, my son, you know, he's applied, you know, for quite a few jobs. And he got about 4 or 5 jobs. He put the truth on it. And he's a good boy, so we all appreciate honesty, isn't it? Honesty is a beautiful thing, even though it appears to be embarrassing. It is embarrassing if you express your shortcoming to people. You think, oh, if I said that, then they think I'm a fool, or I'm stupid, or I am sinful, or I am just like, I don't want to mention a name. There was a very nice devotee. We met a nice devotee from Nottingham, 1986-87. I was temple resident in Leicester. And this devotee, after the Sunday feast, he was regularly coming to the Sunday feast. And then he decided to join, English devotee, very young, 17 maybe, 17 years old, 18. Some of you, maybe Srinivasi knows who I'm talking about, but he was there at that time. And some devotees, they ask him, what are your parents doing? What is the job of your mom and dad? He said, I don't know my mom because she was a prostitute. That was his very first. I know my dad. Jai Shishi Radha Gokulananda Kija, Sitaram Lakshman Hanumanji Kija. But I don't know my mom. She was a prostitute and I was abandoned. I was told he didn't even knew his father. He was actually orphan. He didn't have, but the father showed up after many years. But the mother, when she was a young lady when she had him, and she couldn't maintain him, and he was put in an orphanage. But some devotees, they looked at him a little bit like, oh. But I embraced him. I said, you are a Brahman. That's honesty. Of course, there are some pastimes in the scriptures as well of the boy, you know, who was asked by the Brahman, spiritual master. Isn't there? There is a pastime there. I've really appreciated this honesty. Said, come, join, you are a devotee. So we all embraced him, we were very kind to him, and I referred him for initiation. He's initiated now. But I remember it really struck me, you know, to say to people that my mother is a prostitute, it requires courage. Embarrassing thing to say. But he was helped, you know, he surrendered to Krishna consciousness. And he didn't have any other coverings or anything. My mother, that's what my mother is. And he said it in a very innocent way, truthful way. So it struck me. So he was my teacher. That boy, on that day, became my teacher. Teacher of honesty, you know, how to be honest. So often we display all the good things, but we hide all the bad things, or things that we think they are bad. But Krishna knows everything. There is no need to try to hide anything when you are facing the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he asks you, who are you? You can't say, you know, I'm such and such. And you have to tell the truth. The Lord is without, within, everywhere. So, honesty, very important principle in spiritual life. So Ramananda Roy, he had that quality of being honest. Even though Ramananda Roy, he was in Krishna consciousness, Vartama Pradakshava Guru of Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya. It was by the mercy of Ramananda Roy, of this so-called Sudra, that Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya, his consciousness, Mayavadi consciousness, became fertilized to receive the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That when Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya, he gained his Krishna consciousness, and he gained, you know, so much bhava from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't forget. He gave the credit to Ramananda Roy. He said, my Lord, before, when you go to South India, please meet this person, because he's the catalyst person who made me a believer. He created a spark. And then Mahaprabhu was the flame who completely changed him. So you can see that no matter what you are, whether you are a Sudra, Vaishya, in fact, later on in this conversation between Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy, you will find the famous verse, Kiba Viprakiba Nyashi Sudra Kenenai, Ei Krishna Tattva Veta Sei Guru Hai. whether one is, that's Mahaprabhu stating to Ramananda Roy, whether one is a Sudra or whatever, or a Brahman, you know, if he knows the science of Krishna consciousness, he is to be identified as a spiritual master, as a guru. That person is a guru. So, you are all gurus. When you preach, there is no barrier there. And you never know. You may say a few words to someone that person can become very popular, a great devotee, very famous spiritually. So Krishna can use any insignificant object or any insignificant person to awaken Krishna consciousness in the heart of any significant people. So when we know that we are insignificant, that's when you become significant, very significant. And the honesty, it's, I remember here many years ago, I woke up one morning and must have been 15 years ago. Maybe some of you were there and everyone was laughing. And I came to give a class. Even though, you know, I've been in the movement maybe about 4 decades now, but that morning I had a great realization when I woke up, and then I wanted to express it to everyone in the temple. Maybe Sutapa will remember. Everyone, yes, yes, we want to know, what was it? I wanted to share my realization. You want to know what it was? Some of you already know. Some devotees, they thought it was a very big realization, very nice philosophical understanding, or some beautiful epiphany, spiritual epiphany. You want to know what it was? Yes? No? You probably won't be impressed. I woke up that morning and I said, okay, I woke up and I realized how fallen I am. That was my realization. To actually realize deeply how fallen I am, I don't want to say we are, because you are much more than me. And my Guru Maharaj, very first time, you know, after I got initiated, he said, I want you to Vrindavana now. I want you to go to Vrindavan from Mayapur and get the blessings of Radha and Krishna. Now you got the mercy of Mahaprabhu, then you go to... And he gave me a pair of shoes to bring to one of his disciples for his house in Vrindavan. And he said, and go to Vrindavana with this mood. Enter Vrindavan with this mood. Think of yourself less than everyone, and everyone more than you. That was very beautiful, very simple but beautiful instruction. The guru trains the disciples how to find his own identity. Because by thinking, by realizing, you know, how much damage we have done in this world, and there is no cost that we can repair all the damage, all the killing, all the meat eating, all the intoxication for millions of lives that we have engaged in this world, and our negative contribution towards Mother Earth, towards the living entities, violence to other living entities, to our bodies, body and mind. It's, you know, the price to pay is a lot. So therefore, there is nothing to be proud of. To think that we are, you know, from a very bad background is not a bad thought. It's the truth. But the Lord, He likes it. When we realize how much negative contribution we have given into this material world since the time we've been here, and now the only thing that absolves us is the honesty. You put your hands up, my dear Lord, from now on I'm yours. Please forgive all my sins. I've done a lot of bad. And when you surrender, then Krishna, He'll give His shelter. So you would find that some devotees, they realize very quickly how fallen they are. But for me, it took 25, 30 years. But better later than never. But it's a beautiful realization. I felt good. Because that's it. That's who I am. And then, you know, when you touch the bottom of the sea, you can only go up, isn't it? There is no, you know, you can't go down and down and down. You can only go up. Once you realize the how much you've been falling down, then, and you repent, of course, you know, you realize, you regret, you rectify, and that's when reconciliation takes place, when you go through these phases. But you can see the exalted personality of Ramananda Roy very quickly. That's who I am. Yes, it's me, Ramananda Roy, the Sudra. So, I hope this verse and this exchange between Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy will teach us something about honesty, and because from that the spiritual life is resting on. Because without honesty there cannot be any trust or love. If there is no trust, then there is no love. Krishna wants to be able to trust us. And I say, you are my trustworthy servant because you are honest. And from honesty comes trust and then love. And when there is love, then there is everything else. Mercy and compassion and so on and so forth. So, it's 8:30. I will ask if there is any more contributions to this. I was not prepared for the class, but I remember this beautiful exchange, so I just recollect the pastime, which is beautiful pastime. And we should think that every day the Lord is meeting us. Are you such and such? And then He wants to know what is the answer. Anything else? From any questions or anything? Yes, there was a...
Hare Krishna, thank you for your lecture. It's very inspiring what you just spoke about. Just wanted to share. For me, it's very important to remember these things like honesty and humility, because I think it's the only way also that we can get help is to recognize how fallen we are. Because if we think we are experts, then then we know, so it's fine, though. So Krishna is not going to help us. No?
Thank you. So you agree with me, what I say?
I agree with you, and thank you. And yeah, my spiritual master was telling me, it's like, you imagine a little door, a very small door, and you need to pass through this door. But to pass through this door, your big head doesn't fit. So it's like, it's just, you have to give up everything and pass through that door. Right. Just a sharing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your... Any ladies? Any? Yes, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your wonderful class.
Thanks.
I was just wondering, one of the points you mentioned is that when you're preaching, you're a guru. But at the same time, when we read something like the first text in the Nectar of Instruction, it says, you know, the six urges, you know, once you qualify, there are certain qualifications before you can. So when you read things like that, it does make you feel that I'm fallen. So I was just wondering if you can say something to reconcile that we may not be on that level, but at the same time, you know, preaching is also the essence.
Very good question. Very good question, because it could appear to be some kind of dishonest thing, because you're preaching something, but then you are practicing something else. So achar and prachar doesn't go together. But good question. When you preach, you have to always make sure that when you're engaged in prachar, preaching, your achar should be at least coherent with your preaching, and the activity of the achar, of all the previous conditioning, the activity, that fun should be switched off. For example, if you say, no meat eating, no fish, no eggs, no gambling, no, tell these people, even though you have done it, but you are not doing it anymore because you switched off the fun on that. So similarly, when you tell someone, you have to be honest, then you have to make sure that the fun of dishonesty has to be switched off. When you tell someone, you have to be kind, you have to make sure that the fun of unkindness should be switched off, even though before you were not kind. So you always think in retrospect, you know, okay, I used to make this mistake, how can I preach to someone to not make that mistake? But you have to make sure, you know, that your homework, your past, is being buried, you know, that you're not making again the same mistake. But even if you slip it again, occasionally, you don't become a pure devotee overnight. You just get up and carry on. I know of a friend, very good friend, and which is one of my heroes. He's a sannyasi in ISKCON. And in confidentiality, he was telling me that he was, you know, finding difficult to, when he was brahmachari, to follow the four regularity principles. But he got up and carried on. Every time we would fall down, he would get up, carry on. Just like the calf, when he's born, she's trying to stand on her feet, and then by the glances, and falls down because the feet are weak. By the glance of the cow, the calf will get up again, and then again it will fall down. But then by the glances of the cow, it will give strength to the calf. Come on, get up, get up. So the Guru and Krishna and the mercy of the Vaishnava is always our glances. It's always there to get up. That's what Krishna told Arjuna. Get up and fight. we sometimes, you know, we give in to weakness or fall down. It's not the end of the world. I'm not trying to give out the license here to everyone. You know, you can fall down as long as you get up again and again and again. But it otherwise becomes like the bathing of the elephant. You know, we bathe in the sea and then in the rivers and then it comes out and rolls in the dust again. Of course, Krishna knows, he's in our heart. When the desire, you know, to indulge vishayi, you know, sense gratification is very strong and you give in, the Lord doesn't punish the devotee. He just wants you to realize, you know, that that activity will bring you, will only lead you to suffering. So, pratyaksha, that when we engage in sinful activity, that's pratyaksha. The reaction of that sinful activity is the guru. It will make you stop doing that. If you realize that, then you have switched off the fun. So we have to, it's a good question. We have to be very vigilant and make sure that when we preach, we don't commit that hypocrisy, you know, again and again and again. And then you are a guru. Actually, when you preach with, by following your standard, and then you preach to someone about that, it becomes more powerful. That's when you make devotees. But when you don't follow a particular thing, and that thing you try to impose it on other people, it won't work. People are not stupid. We think on new devotees, or even a non-devotees, karmis, they can't tell, you know, that I'm lying or I'm cheating them. They're not stupid. They've got Krishna in the heart. They can tell, you know. I can tell actually sometimes when someone is telling me the truth. You can feel it. Isn't it? There's a thing about hearing, looking at someone or feeling someone. So especially when you're dealing with a devotee and you know, and you're telling the truth, they feel it. And it will help them. But very often you see a neophyte devotee doesn't practice, but then, you know, he waffles around, you know, preaching and on a very high philosophy. But it's like trying to make a hole in the water. He won't make devotees like that because the hypocrisy will never make, dishonesty won't make devotees. It won't attract people. The same thing in our, in Sankirtan, when you distribute books or when you preach to someone or when you're sitting here on this Vyasasan and if you have no honesty, it won't have effect on the audience. It may have some effect, you know, on those who like to be cheated, and then they become like you. So it all depends what type of followers you want. Does it make sense? Should we take something from, there was a lady. No, say it on the microphone because I didn't hear what
I was going to say. Thank you very much for this lovely class. Prabhupada said purity is the force, and in Krishna consciousness, as you were saying, the more that you are pure and what, reach what you're practicing, that will have the effect on the person.
Correct. Yeah.
And true purpose is very difficult, but it can be done.
Thank you. Anything else? Rajavidya? Okay, so we adjourn the class. Thank you so much for your audience. Hare Krishna. Gaura Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.